Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. I would like to thank you for taking the time out of your very busy day to listen to episode 53, Embracing Adversity. By the end of this episode, you will receive three things that you can use to do exactly that. Why would I say embracing adversity as opposed to dealing with adversity? There is a very subtle difference between those two perspectives and how you look at adversity when it arrives on your doorstep in your life. We all know it is going to arrive. The interesting concept about adversity is it is part of our lives on an ongoing daily basis. It is not just something that arrives when we least expect it. Every day that we go into the world, there are events that are in opposition to what we would like to have happen on an ongoing everyday basis. Adversity is simply that. Events in opposition to what you would like to have happen. In your daily dealings with people and situations and circumstances you find yourself in, most of the time they are not going to run entirely smoothly as you had anticipated. It's just the nature of things. Understanding that and accepting that as the norm, you begin to take a different view of adversity and how it affects your life. Looking at it from the perspective of going into an everyday situation that you may not have things flow the way you would like them to, changes your mindset as to how you approach the day. More importantly, how you deal with yourself and the parameters that you begin to move through life with. Looking at it from this perspective, if you get up in the morning and you think to yourself, I'm only going to deal with things as I would like them to be, you are not being realistic. If you are going to embrace adversity, you would wake up in the morning and you would say to yourself, I will deal with things as they present themselves to me, because I understand that not everything today will go the way I would like them to go. Some will, some won't. So you begin to embrace that attitude as a norm. When you look at adversity and embracing adversity, you begin to understand that there are certain skill sets that are required to work with it on an ongoing daily basis, in small ways and in big ways. For example, if you went out today and you met someone at work or in a personal relationship that you had asked to do something and you had relied on them to do it and they didn't do it and you had geared your day around the outcome of what you had asked them to do, you are now in an adverse situation. The flow of your day is not going the way you would like it to. It is maybe a minor adversity. It may be a bigger one, depending on what you had asked them to do. However, things are not flowing the way you had expected them to. That is adversity. It is things not flowing in the same direction as you had expected them. You can look at it for another example on a much bigger scale. Let's say that you went to the doctor and the doctor gave you some medication for an ailment that you had and it had an adverse effect. It could be quite catastrophic, this adverse effect. Again, It's called an adverse effect because it did not go the way you expected it. Things did not flow in the direction that you wanted them to go. Looking at adversity from the perspective of flow, it changes your perspective on your own life. You are in charge of how things flow through your life. As you look at nature, you will see things flowing through life. Rivers flow, and as they come upon rocks and different things or obstacles that may be in their way, they move around them and they keep flowing. A river does not expect its pathway to be consistent all the way to the sea. There are going to be certain things that are going to inhibit its progress, but it doesn't stop. It keeps flowing. What you want to be able to do is, as adversity presents itself to you, you keep your flow. You master the skills that allow you to deal with situations when they present themselves in a way that you didn't expect. One of the ways that you can do that is to be flexible. Begin to hone that skill within yourself. Flexibility is a very important personality trait to cultivate. If you find yourself consistently being thrown off when things aren't flowing in the direction that you would like them to go, then you need to look at working with being flexible and adaptable to situations as they present themselves. That is a great skill in personal leadership, which the self-realized individual has mastered. In my experience dealing with individuals and organizations, one of the greatest issues is a lack of flexibility when adversity arrives. People who don't deal well with adversity are inflexible. The reason I say that is because panic sets in. They can't think strategically around a situation. You do not want to be that person. You want to be the person that when things arrive on your doorstep that are not going according to plan, you can stop for a moment, step back, and think about how you can now handle this along with everything else that you have going on in your life. You embrace the adversity. Think about this as a visual for a moment. If you embrace something, you are pulling it in, you're putting your arms around it, you are welcoming it as part of your being. And then as you welcome this adversity as part of your being, you absorb it into your heart and into your soul. Thereby, you begin to find solutions to what is going on, to the adverse forces that are occurring at this moment in time in your life, no matter how big or how small. However, if you visualize this for a moment, if adversity arrives on your doorstep and you push your arms outward, you are now repelling that adversity. However, that adversity, that situation, is not going anywhere most of the times. And the more you resist it and push against it, the more difficult it becomes to deal with. Embracing adversity means that you can begin to learn from the situation. There is no other way to learn some things sometimes except through adversity. It can be your biggest teacher if you choose to embrace that concept and mindset. You don't want to consistently put out that much energy in resistance because resistance is not allowing flow. In embracing adversity, you are continuing to allow flow to manifest into your life. It takes a lot more energy to resist something than it does to embrace it. Contemplate on this for a moment. As adversity arrives on your doorstep, do you think that you will find solutions to the situation if you are trying to fight it or if you embrace it? It is the same with anything in our lives. We can only find solutions to situations that we embrace. If we resist, As old saying goes, they persist. Looking at adversity from the point of view that it is a daily occurrence, it is going to occur. We cannot live in nirvana when we wake up in the morning with the expectation that everything is going to work in our favor and flow the way we thought they would, or at least expected them to. Great if it does, most of the times it doesn't. Understanding that as a mindset, I call it the adversity mindset. Your expectation is now realistic about what life looks like and the skill sets that you need to begin to embrace to deal with the inevitable obstacles that will arrive in your life. Essentially, that is all adversity is. It's obstacles that arrive sometimes just out of the blue. Sometimes you may have an intuitive sense that they were coming down the pike, and when they arrive, they don't really hit you as a surprise. It was kind of expected. In that particular instance, could you have avoided that adverse situation if you had listened to yourself and acted before it became a problem? That gets into the conversation of, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, the value of intuition working with and through you to avoid situations before they manifest. And the power of intuition is that you can certainly avoid some of the adversity in your life by listening to it. On the flip side of that, intuition is also a great problem-solving tool for the adversities that will come into your life unexpected. When you contemplate on adversity, a lot of the time, it is unexpected incidents that arrive in your life and you have to find a solution. Ask yourself this question. Is it always possible to find a logical solution to an adverse situation? Most of the times, I would suggest to you it is not, because when it arrives, it can throw us off kilter. Another key component to dealing with adversity is don't panic. Remain calm and accept it as it presents itself. I discuss more about remaining calm in episode 48, Calmness versus Peace, dissecting their distinct impact. You know, we can look at the example of dealing with people and not knowing how to react sometimes when people haven't done what we've asked them to do, as I mentioned earlier. It can be very annoying. It can create anger within us because we were relying on them. The key is when you are confronted with a situation where the outcome is not as you expected, know in yourself that most of the time when you're dealing with human beings and you're looking at adversity and lack of flow, they are unpredictable. Always be prepared within yourself to know how to manage yourself and your emotions and your mind and your responses to people and situations that have not turned out the way you would like. The interesting thing about dealing with people and adverse situations is sometimes they will blame you for something they were meant to do. You'll find this a lot in organizations. You'll also find it a lot in personal relationships sometimes. When looking at adversity, it can be as simple as dealing with the interaction in a store or even online of trying to return something or get a refund on something, and it's not flowing the way you expected it. That is an adverse situation because it's not flowing. It's throwing your day off. The expectation you had was for this to be an easy return, an easy situation, dealing with customer service. Before you know it, you are 14 prompts in, speaking to 15 different robots, giving you 5 different pieces of advice. Something that should have taken 10 minutes has taken an hour, and you still don't have the resolution that you set out to do. That is an adverse situation affecting your day, not flowing the way you thought it would. Something that should have taken 10 minutes took an hour, and now you don't have the time that you thought available to complete the rest of the to-do list for that day. That is throwing off your flow. You have to be flexible now and try not to get upset. It's a simple example. It's an everyday example of how adversity is ongoing. Again, embracing the idea, it is just a simple lack of flow. An adverse situation is things not going the way you expected them to. And obviously, there are many degrees of that. There are some adverse situations that are traumatic. There are adverse situations that really do affect our lives in a very profound way that we never dreamed of could even happen to us. However, when we begin to work with adversity in small ways and we begin to embrace it as a mindset, as something we are building tools towards dealing with, flexibility, calmness, when the bigger events happen in our lives, we have more of a foundation to begin to act from and not react from. When you are looking at adversity, it can create severe reactions in us, take us over the edge, depending on how bad the situation is. There is a balance to begin to become very familiar and integrate and embrace the mental idea and awareness of adversity. Once you begin to mentally really accept it as an everyday working occurrence in your life, it becomes more of an acceptable process that you can find solutions to, no matter how big or small it is. If we continue to look at adversity as something that happens and we don't have solutions and it's a terrible thing and we can't deal with it, it is going to be there. Changing your mindset towards adversity, embracing it as an everyday occurrence that you can deal with ongoing. Small, because that's how we start with anything and begin to look at how we deal with the small adverse situations in our life, as I mentioned earlier, with people, situations, customer service, whatever. And we begin to extrapolate that out to looking how we begin to apply the same tools of flexibility and calmness to the bigger situations in our life, along with intuition. I discuss more about intuition in episode 3, Listen to Your Inner Voice. Intuition is a key component to embracing adversity, because like anything in life, things that are thrown at us out of the blue don't always have a logical solution because we don't have a reference point sometimes to begin to deal with it. That is why intuition, which I talk a lot about in the episodes, is a very important tool to work with, because you will find that in the moments of your life, such as the adverse moments that will be there ongoing, you have somewhere to go to find solutions that you can begin to embrace the situations that come into your life that you didn't expect, that aren't in the flow, which we call adversity, that you wouldn't be able to have unless you were working in a very positive way with three things to counter the adverse situations when they arrive: flexibility, calmness, and intuition. Mastering those three attributes for when things do not flow in your life the way you would like, which obviously they're going to happen, you will have the ability to act and not react to get the right resolution to what is occurring in your life at any moment. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.